Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Good morning. Welcome to the YC Church on Sunday morning. We are going to continue our study on Hebrews 11 and 12. Pastor John started chapter 11 last week. He kind of gave a summary for the whole chapter. It's a long chapter. And if you have ever read chapter 11 of Hebrews, you see the hall of faith, the hall of fame in faith. And he mentioned a lot of people in the Old Testament church history.
Church history.
I'm going to pick up this thing. I do not have a lot of slides, but I still
probably use it.
We are going to focus on the second part of chapter 11 all the way to chapter 12, the first three verses.
今天我们会从希伯来书第十一章二十三节到十二章三节。
So basically, the point of today's message is kind of twofold. One is the true marks of real faith. That's the first point. We're going to share some of those stories from the Old Testament figures. How do they show what kind of true faith is look like?
那今天我们要有两个大点。第一个讲的是一个真信心的记号。那我们从旧约里面的一些故事里面，我们来看。 真正有真信心的人，他们的生命状态是。The
second is from chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3, talk about the great race.
那第二段是从十二章一到三节讲到的是我们在奔跑的这个路程。Yeah,
and I'm not going to read from verse 23. I'm going to pick on verse 39 all the way to chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
那我并不会把所有今天要分享的经文出来，但是我会从十一章三十九节到十二章三节读一下。I'm
going to read chapter 11, 39 to chapter 12, verse 3, and I'm going to read in English. It have a Chinese verse on the screen.
刘牧师会用英文读经文，那中文的弟兄姊妹可以看着台上的投影片。And
that's from NIV. Chapter 11, 39. These were all commanded for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and that sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with the perseverance the race marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus and the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such an opposition from sinners, so that to you would not grow weary and lose heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
天父,
we come to you, we know, even today you speak.
我们来到你面前，我们也知道你是今天说话的上帝。
So we pray that you speak to us. Not only that we understand you, but we want to follow you. Not only we follow you, but we want to love you. Bless our time together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So from 23, verse 23, so the second half of chapter 11, the author of Hebrews listed a lot of stories, starting from Moses all the way to Rahab and David and all the Old Testament figures.
从二十三节，十一章二十三节开始到后，这个希伯来书的作者他写出了许多的不同的旧约人物，从摩西、拉合到大卫都写下来他们的故事。
It's going to show us what the true marks of a real faith. I'm going to give you 5 points. We're going to go through all these figures. That's why I'm not reading them, because we're going to go back to read them. So 5 points for the true marks of a real faith.
那这些故事让我们看到的是一个真正的信心有哪些的表彰，有哪些记号。那总共有五点要跟大家分享。
So the first one is the faith does not fear man.
第一个讲到的是一个真正的信心，有这个的时候，我们不会惧怕人。
That's verse 23 to 29. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary kid, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
23节讲，摩西生下来，他父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
Yeah, we finished the book of Exodus not long ago, and if you remember the story of Pharaoh, at that time Pharaoh ordered all male Hebrew male boys being killed.
如果你记得我们几个月前刚结束的我们出埃及记的这个讲道系列，讲到的这个摩西他刚出生的年代，当时法老要他们把一切刚出生的男婴都给杀了。
That's the law of land.
就是当时的法律。
If you don't do it, you commit some kind of crime.
如果你不遵守这个法律，你可能会受死刑。
But look at what they said over here, 23 says they, that the parents of Moses, they were not afraid of the king's edict.
那第二三节我们看到这边讲到摩西的父母因为信心他们不怕亡命。
So that shows the quality of a faith, the very first point, faith does not fear man.
我们就看到信心的一个表彰，就是当你有信心的时候你不会怕人。
The Moses basically have the same faith. If you look at verse 27,
摩西也有相似的相同的一个信心，我们看二十七节。
By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw who is invisible.
二十七节讲到摩西因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
So he's not afraid of the anger of the king.
他也不怕这个埃及法老的这个。
What makes him so courageous?
是什么原因让他这么勇敢？
What makes them, what makes the Christians, some of the Christians in church history, so courageous, not afraid of even the law of the land?
是什么原因让我们看到这些信心的前辈，还有早教会很多的前辈们，他们为什么会不怕亡命，不怕这个当时？
Some risked their lives, some lost their lives. What happened to those people?
很多冒着他们的生命危险，甚至很多的失去的生命，是什么东西让他们愿意这样子去做？
Verse 27 basically give us a reason. 二十七节跟我们讲到， he saw him who is invisible.
二十七节讲到他这些人看他看见那不能看见的主。
If you go forward, I mean verse 28, by faith he kept the Passover in application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel.
二十八节讲，他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。
So the faith, the first quality of a faith, the faith does not fear the fear man, because that particular person fears the Lord.
那我们看到这些有信心的人表彰，他们不惧怕人，是因为他们敬畏敬拜上帝。
The first 28 is because he saw who is an invisible.
第二十七节讲到看见那个不能看见的主。
And that invisible being is the destroyer of the firstborn.
而这边讲到那个看不见的也是灭长子的。
So Moses is not afraid of a Pharaoh, the king of the land at that time, because he fears the destroyer of the firstborn. So he's not like, I don't care.I'm not afraid of anything, yet he fears. He fears the Lord.
那摩西呢？他并不是他这里不怕这些王，而是因为他怕的，他惧怕的是一位灭长子的一个上帝。那他不是因为不怕东西，他是怕的一个对象不一样。
From the bottom of the heart, he knows something's bigger and better than the king himself.
从他的心里深处，他相信有一位比这个法老王还要更大。更强大、更伟大的一个存在。
Oh, Christians is very hard to control, man. No matter if you're a king or queen or whatever, you just cannot control Christians because we always have someone bigger than the king or queen in this world.
基督徒是一个很难控制的群体。如果你是做一个王，做一个国王、女王，你想控制一个人群的时候，其实基督徒是很难控制的，因为我们所顺服的是更高、更伟大的一个权柄。
That's who we are. That's the quality, the first quality of faith. Faith does not fear man.
这就显示我们第一个刚刚讲到的点，就是当我们有信心的时候，我们不惧怕人。
I'm going to go quickly. The second one is a faith says no to the world.
第二点讲到的是信心，我们有信心的时候，我们不爱世界。
Take a look at Moses.
我们看看摩西。
Moses could be the son of Pharaoh. He could be one of the pharaohs.
作为埃及王子，摩西其实很可能是可以成为一个法老的。
He would have the treasures, the wealth, and the power.
他可以有财宝、有权、权柄，还有这些权
力。Everything that the people are really looking for in this world, he could have it.
这个世界上的人在追寻的东西，他都可以有。
Why and how Moses refused to be called the son of God in verse 24?
为什么他在24节他讲到他拒绝被称为法老女儿之子。
If you are offered the position, okay, job position, whatever the position, that promised you don't work, you got all the money, you got all the power, you got all the treasures in the world, would you take it?
如果有人给你一个工作，这个工作的这个职责就是你就啥都不用做，然后就给你全钱，什么都给你。你会选择这个工作吗?
Kind of like no obligations either. You do not have to worry too much. You got everything you wanted, everything you need.
没有任何的义务，你什么都有了，什么需要的都有了。
What happened to Moses, who refused to be called the son of Pharaoh? Why?
摩西发生是让他去拒绝这样子的一个氛围呢?
Okay, let's read verse 24-25. I'm basically jumping back and forth.
425节来看哦。
He, by faith, Moses, 20, verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
24-25节讲到摩西因着信长大了就不肯成为法老女的之子宁可和神的百姓同受苦害也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
So that's a key word over there.
这里是一个关键词。
The fleeting pleasure of sin.
享受这个暂时的之乐。
Meaning the pleasure that he would enjoy, the treasure, the wealth, and the power would be gone very quickly.
他原本所能够享受的这些财宝、这些权柄，他认知到这个暂时很快就会没了。
He wants something much better, a lasting much longer.
他想要更好、更持久的一个。
The world, okay, the world that we are really living in promises a lot of things for us.
我们所居住的世界给我们很多的一些应许，还有一些跟我们所住的世界给我们很多的承诺。
You know, you come to Liberty or whatever university you come in, you want, what do you want here?
你来到 Liberty 大学，你来到这边，不管你到哪个学校，你想要的是什么？
You like Pastor John so much, that's why you come to Lynchburg? No.
是因为你太喜欢约翰牧师，跑来灵七堡吗？
You come here for a degree.
你来是为了一个学位。
The degree that promises a job.
学位可以给你一个工作。
The job promises a salary.
工作给你薪水。
The salary promises a security.
薪水给你安全感。
Maybe you got the money, you can marry someone better.
钱了还可以结婚。
Then you can buy a house, buy a car, and people kind of like you.
可以买房子，然后买车，然后别人就喜欢你了。
Everything that the world can promise is starting from somewhere. You know, you got the degree, you marry, or something. The world promises pleasure, promises wealth, promises power.
那这个世界所给你的承诺就会从某个地方开始，从可能学位，然后工作，然后钱等等的。那这些东西他想要给你的是给你权，给你钱，给你不同的能力。
The problem is that they are not wrong completely. it does promise something. That's why you come to Liberty to get your degree.
那这些东西给你的承诺本身并不是错的，确实你来到这边上学，确实可以有个学位，可以有个工作。
The problem is that the promise comes short.
那问题是这些给你的世界上给你的承诺，他们不能完全达到他们的标准。
The happiness that the degree can promise you will not really deliver.
你有一个学位以后所给你的这样子的一个未来的承诺，其实很多时候不能够真正的来满足这样子的承诺。
Your six-figure salary will not really satisfy you.
你六位数的薪水也不能让你满足。
Oh, I've seen enough of those people, and even seven-figure salary. I work with them.
我甚至看过，或甚至跟一些七位数字的薪水的人工作，同事，但是我都看过，他们没有满足。
They work more like a slave.
他们更像是奴隶，为钱工作。
So, if you have a real faith.
Real faith
in Jesus Christ, real faith that can last much longer than this world, beyond above this world can offer, you will say no to the world.
所以如果你有一个真正的信心，是对耶稣基督的信心，是对这个可以更持久永恒的这个上帝的信心，那你面对世界的时候，你会说不。
You can still enjoy this world. This world is created for that particular purpose. You can still live the good life, enjoy the world, because that's God gave us.
你还是可以在这个世界上有你的生活的享受，因为上帝创造世界本身就是让我们可以享受的。
But the real faith will give you the wisdom that you know the pleasure is fleeting. It comes and they go.
但是真正的智慧会让你在你的选择上面拒绝世界，因为你知道这个世界给你的享乐是稍纵即逝的。
So, verse 26.
在二十六节。
Verse 26, and I'm going to, where is it, chapter 11? That's John's Bible, so I'm just trying to... Verse 26, it says, He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of a greater value than the treasures of Egypt.
二十六节讲到他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
So Christians are not like those people. You know, I don't care. I just want to, whatever, just live a life. No. Christians have a really high ambition. They really want to seek the pleasure. The pleasure can last forever. That's verse 26. Because he says, disregarding the grace for the sake of Christ as of a greater value than the treasure of Egypt. Greater value.
所以我们这边看到的是基督徒不是无所事事然后什么都不在乎，基督徒追求的是更高更永恒的一个喜乐，这个喜乐是因为他们看到这个永恒的这个盼望的时候，他们就可以看清这个世界上更没有这个价值的东西。
You can even say, okay, yes, I want a degree, I want a marriage, I want a good relationship, I want kids, I want a good family, I want good health, that's good, it's all good, but I want more.
你可以说你仍然可以说我想要一个好的学位，好的职位，好的家庭，好的房子，好的健康等等的，但是你可以说我想要更多。
All these good things the world promises, they are not good enough.
这些世界想要给你承诺的东西他们都不够好。
I want something that has a greater value.
我想要有一个更有价值的东西。
It's in Jesus Christ.
就是在耶稣基督。
Because he's the only one that can last.
因为只有他是永恒，是持久，是不会停止的。
So,In Christian life, it's very, very interesting. When you seek the Lord, give up your life, that's when you actually get the real life. When you want to pursue your own life, live the way you want, that's when you lose your life. That's a paradox over there. Very counterintuitive.
所以从一个基督徒的角度，我们其实有一个有点像一个悖论的感觉，就是我们在追求生命的时候我们反而丧失生命，但是我们舍弃这样的生命的时候我们反而得到永恒的生命。
When you say no to the lesser pleasure that the world offers, you get the bigger pleasure, a greater value from heaven.
当我们对世界这样短暂的最终之乐说不的时候，我们得到的是天上永恒更美的一个喜乐。
But when you spend most of the time to pursue the pleasure that the world offersYou get a lesser value.
但是当你在追求这个世界上给你的这个稍纵即逝的这种最终之乐的时候，你会发现你得到的东西远不及你所想要的。
Is that what the Luke 17 says? Whoever seeks the life, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it.
这也像路加福音第十七章讲到的，凡要救自己性命的必丧掉生命，凡要舍弃自己生命的必得着生命。
When you give your life to something that's bigger, it looks like you're losing something, but you're gaining everything.
当你把你的生命为那个更伟大、更崇高的给舍己的时候，你其实得到的是超越这一个世界可以给你的东西。
But when you spend your whole life, you even die for the things that the world offers, you actually destroy your life.
但是当你花了一生的时间，你甚至为你世界上所追求这些短暂的东西而死，你所得到的是短暂之事。
That's the second quality of faith. The third one is faith believes even when things don't make sense.
那刚刚讲到不爱世界是第二个真信心的表现，第三个表现是即使无法理解的时候，你仍然坚持相信。
Let's go to verse 29 to 31.
我们从29到31节来看。
All right, so that's the three stories that verse 29 to 31 offers.
29到31节有三个故事。
By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea and the dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do it, they were drowned. 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. Then 31, by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, were not killed with those who were disobedient. So those three verses... Oh, sorry.
29到31节讲到，他们因着信过红海如行干地，埃及人试着要过去就被吞灭了。以色列人因着信围绕耶利哥城七日，城墙就倒塌了。妓女喇合因着信曾和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
We are very familiar with all those three stories from kids Sunday school.
我们从儿童主日学估计就已经学过很多这些刚刚读到的故事。
But take a look at the stories. When the Lord really took the Israelites out of Egypt.All right. You would think if you are a good general, if you're a good, leader of the people, you don't take those people to where the Israelites would end up. Because that's the dry land. Before them, there's a Red Sea. Ahead of them is a Red Sea. Behind them is Egyptians. Why would the Lord, smart, wise Lord, took them to that place? That's kind of stupid.
如果你是一个地上好的将军，你绝对不会做上帝对以色列人做的事。你不会把以色列人从埃及带出来以后，前面放个红海，后面放些追兵，然后在他们那边在那边干站的。如果你是一个有智慧、有能力的上帝，你真的会这样做吗
？You can't just take them across the border to just go to the land of Canaan. That's what you promised. Why do you take them down there?And expose them to the cavalry of Egyptians. I mean, does not make any sense. Does not make any sense.
所以从一个地理位置来讲的话，你其实可以从北边直接不用过海，直接就可以往迦南地的方向走了。为什么特别把他们往南边带到这个海面前，然后让他们后面还有埃及人在那边追兵呢
？The Jericho story. That's bizarre. That's just bizarre.
I mean, 耶利哥的故事那是更荒谬了。
When you attack the city, as big as the big city of Jericho, that's a really, really big city, there are two ways to do it. You either surround them or attack them. I mean, that's basically you take your time to do it for the city to just surrender, something like that. Those are the two ways to do it. What do? They circle the city 7 times. And the seventh day, they just blow the trumpet and the shout.If you got that order, it just doesn't make any sense. If I got the order and I said, I'm going to pray again. It doesn't make any sense. Does not.
第二个故事讲到耶利哥城的故事是更荒谬了。讲到你如果要去打一个城的话，一般你是怎么样？你围城，把他们用到资源没有，或者是你们就直接打进去了。结果这一群人绕着这个城绕一天绕七圈，绕到第七天还吹个号角，然后大叫一声，这个根本不合逻辑的。
The third story, the prostitute Rahab. Okay, the Israelites sent a couple of spies into the city of Jericho. That's before Jericho fell. Okay, Rahab as the prostitute, she basically took care of the spies. It didn't turn them in to the Jericho people. So that story doesn't seem very bizarre. But if you take like the context, Israelites at that time. Their army is very feeble. It's not like they are less than a guerrilla people. And they don't have weapons. They are not trained for professional killing. They're just very feeble army. If I were the prostitute Rahab, to send the spies, I'm going to turn them right in and get my reward. And because I'm pretty sure those people will be destroyed before I know it. So it doesn't make any sense for the Rahab to do such a thing that she did.
那喇合的故事也不合理。当一个刚出来的一个游牧民族，然后又没有军人，又没有受过任何训练的一群弱兵走过来，他们送了两个探子到这个耶利哥城里面的时候，喇合如果是个聪明人，一定是把这些人马上交给上级处理，把他们全部都给他们的君王去了，就不会说把他们藏起来，还保护他们，还把他们平安的送回去，这是不合理的事情。
So we basically, all those stories show us, we basically sometimes, and most of the time, we don't know what God is doing until the thing's over. The thing's over, then we have the new perspective. Oh yeah, the Lord is giving this, Lord is doing that. When we are in the middle of it, we just don't know why.It doesn't make any sense.
所以从这些故事来讲的话，我们可以看到，我们很多时候上帝在带我们做一些事情的时候，对我们来说是不合逻辑、不合理的。因为在当中的时候，我们可能真的看看周围，看不到任何的一个想，没有一个任何的一个上帝的那个眼光去看。但是当我们回头看的时候，我们才知道，哦，原来这是上帝的带领。
I like old movies. There's a movie. It's not the Not the most popular movie is called Karate Kid. You know that? Don't that movie? You know that movie? So the first one was 1984 all the way to 1990s. How many series? A lot of them. It's a Karate Kid. Okay, that's a movie. The guy called Daniel, I still remember that guy, the boy, want to learn from this Master Miyagi. Master Miyagi. Yeah, so he wants to learn from him.You know what happened to, you want to translate or you want me to go through?
I haven't watched the movie yet, so
You haven't watched the movie?
One sentence at a time. 有一部美国电影叫做《功夫梦》，那这个电影讲到有一个叫丹尼的一个孩子，然后他想要去学功夫，然后去找到了一个Miyagi 师傅跟他学功夫。
That Master Miyagi, you know what he did to Daniel?He asked him to paint the fence, paint the house, and do the yard work, wash the car, and then do all those type of things. I mean, vacuum and all that. Do all those little chores here and there. So if you were Mr. Daniel at that time, days after days after days, I come here to learn karate. And you ask me to do all those little imas, it probably a scammer. You're probably a scammer than anything else. You heard all those phone calls, you know, promise you a lot of things. But when you really put the money in, then nothing happens. They ask you to do a lot of things without any delivery. That's what happened over there.
那这个电影里面的这个丹尼，他来找这个梅亚吉师傅是要跟他学功夫的。结果这个师傅呢，整天叫他刷墙、洗车、做家务，然后。做了做了，如果是这个 Danny 这个人，那你应该会觉得这个估计是个诈骗集团，这个骗子。你给我一点，你说承诺我，就像今天我们常接到电话，承诺你说把这个钱拿过来，我就给你怎么样。这个功夫梦，这个来学功夫的，你承诺我可以学功夫，结果你就让我在家里帮你家做家务。
Yeah, he was frustrated, disappointed until Master Miyagi threw the punch at him. At the time, threw the punch at him. He was able to block the punch.And start doing the kung fu with him. So little did they know, when he was doing all this little thingy, painting the fences and washing the car and everything, he actually is learning the karate already. He didn't know that he's been learning how to do the karate all this time. He just didn't know.
那丹尼当时做完这些家务，他就觉得很沮丧、很失望，说怎么来这边，这啥东西都没学到。然后这个时候，这个师傅就给了他一拳。然后他瞬间就挡了下来，他没有想到他在练这些刷油漆、在洗车的时候，其实这些手法都在给他练功夫了。
That's just the movie. Is that the true? Sometime in our life, we are put in a situation where we don't know where God wants us to do. But after you grow out of it, you found out, yeah, that's exactly what I need to be. at that time.
这个电影虽然不是真的，但是有时候是否很像我们信仰的生命？我们在经过一些不同的事情的时候，你可能会觉得我不知道我在这干嘛。但是当你过了以后，回头看的时候，你看到上帝在当中给你的祝福跟装备。
3 years ago, I would not imagine that I would be here in this church. Not at all. I didn't even know this guy.
3年前，我从来没想过我今天会站在这个教堂里，甚至我不认识约翰牧师。
I don't even remember what is that. That's around the pandemic. That's when we starting to buy a building, trying to buy a building, to find a place where we can meet, where we can worship.
那当时华人教会呢是在试着找一个可以聚会的地方，想要找个一个建筑物。
Well, we were so frustrated at the time because you know what? The federal is going to increase the rates. We need to get the mortgage with the low rate. That's what we need. That's what we need to get done. Remember?Gordon, he's the one, he just, Pastor, we need to find a building, we need to get the mortgage done.
那当时呢，我们其实挺紧急的，想要找到一个建筑物来聚会，因为我们想要的是房贷马上，联邦政府要把利息升高了，所以当时记得 Gordon 叔叔他就拿着，整天催着牧师说，我们赶快找房子，不然那个要升息了。
The mortgage at that time was 3.3%.
当时的利息只有3点多。
This is 8% or something like that.
现在已经超过8点多了。
Lo and behold, we didn't have anything. We found some building. We were excited. We went there. We prayed. We hold our hands. We were promised. And everything looks great. Some people even say, okay, we need to find a tomb yard so that we can live there. Some like those. It was just fun. We had the great promise at that time. Boom, they're gone.
那当时我们其实找到一个地方是非常好的一个地方，然后我们当时的人给我们承诺说，哦，这个都很好，可以怎么样？然后我们甚至有些弟兄姊妹甚至已经看好地，就说以后我就埋在这儿，就住这儿了。那但是突然一下就就没了。
Little did we know that God gave us something much better than we wanted.
我们不知道的是，上帝要给我们的比我们想要的更美更好。
We were frustrated.
我们当时很沮丧。
We were discouraged. Well, it was a bad time. It was pretty dark for me as well because I'm the pastor.
我们当时很失望，特别牧师他也很沮丧，因为作为一个牧师嘛，找不到地方。
Then the Lord is the Lord of a promise, and He's the Lord of goodness.
上帝是良善守约的上帝。
So I see your beautiful faces in front of me today. That's the promise of God that God.Promised many years ago, I didn't even know.
今天看看各位美丽的脸庞，我就想到这是上帝多年前给我的一个应许，今天他给我的礼物。
You know the mortgage we took?
记得我们之前想要找的这个房贷。
Zero.
我们没有房贷。
We didn't have any mortgage.
没有任何房贷。
Gordon shooting for 3%. It's the best deal at that time.
Gordon 弟兄找得到最好的就是3%。
The Lord says, yeah, you know what? I give you a little better. Gordon, I want a 3%. 3%. The Lord said, just shut up. I give you a zero. How about that?
That's what he did. 我们可能在上帝面前说我们 3% 是很好的一个利率，然后上帝说别讲话，给你零利率。
We faith believes when things don't make sense.
当我们有信心的时候，即便是无法理解的时候，即便是不合理的时候，我们仍然相信。
Why did God do that? Why did God put us in this situation, all those little situations?
为什么上帝把我们放在这样子的情况当中？
He's not trying to give us hard time.
他不是就是整我们而已。
Because he knows faith grows the most when things don't make sense.
而是他知道当我们的环境我们没有办法理解的时候，这是我们的信心成长最好的一个机会。
At that time, everything fails. Only help that we can get is from the Lord.That's when we have the faith. Faith is the conviction of in something invisible, something we don't see, something's out of control, something that doesn't make sense to us. That's when faith grows.
当我们在面对绝望的这样子的心境的时候，这是我们信心成长的时候。这个信心就是在我们还看不见的时候，我们就有这样子的一个确据。
Next 2 points that's falling in the chapter 11, faith leads to mighty deeds. You can take a look at 32 to 35.
接下来我们看到另外几点讲到的第一个是信心是带来大能的工作。
Yeah, 32, it says, What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, and through faith conquered the kingdoms and administered justice and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions and quenched the fury of the flames, escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness have turned to strength, who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. So all these things tells us that the faith actually will result in the mighty deeds.
那从第三十到三十五节，他这个作者写说：“我又何必再说呢？若要依系说基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刀锋刃，软弱变为刚强，战争显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。”
When we put our faith in the Lord, we never know what God want, what God's going to do when we put faith in Him.
当我们信靠上帝的时候，我们其实很多时候不知道上帝要做什么样子的事情。
In these verses, it shows the mighty deeds.
但从这些经文里面，我们看到上帝要做大能的工作。
That's 32 to 35.
这是第32到35节。
But you take another turn. We like 32 to 35. You know, all the big things. We pray, oh, the Red Sea split, and the whole nation fall down. Oh, almighty deeds, the Lord really promised. That's good stuff. It's good stuff.
我们都很喜欢32到35节。我们祷告的时候喜欢说上帝在我面前开红海，让我们很多的问题都可以解决。这是我们喜欢祷告的方式。
We like the first part of Acts. When Peter preached, boom, 3,000, 5,000 people just...flocking to the church and big, great revival, stuff like those. We like those.
我们喜欢使徒行传前面的故事，讲到彼得一讲到三千多人信主，多好。
Well, if you keep reading 36 to 38, people don't like those. Let's go there.
但很多人其实不喜欢36到38节，我们一起来看一下。
That's the last part of the first point. The faith endures suffering.
那这边讲到的是，其实信心我们会信心会帮助我们在苦难当中坚持。
Right after the 30-35, right after 32-35, from 36 it says some faced the jeers and the flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them.They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the ground. Ooh.
以三十六到三十八节，我们平常其实比较不喜欢看的哈。他说，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山林、洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
Think about this. The whole book of Hebrews, and even the whole Bible, is to ask you to follow God, follow Jesus Christ. Okay?
我们思考一下哈，从希伯来书甚至整本圣经要求我们做的就是信靠跟随耶稣。
And we just talk about don't bother with the pleasure of the world. Okay?
我们刚刚讲到我们不可以爱世界。
Follow Jesus.
要跟随耶稣。
Have a life of persecution.
那如果我们
property and loneliness.
我们如果要面对的这样子的生命是一个被逼迫的，是个孤独被厌弃的生命。
Who want to sign that up?
谁还想举手参加？
Follow Jesus. I promise the poverty and the persecution. You might be sawed in two.
来跟随耶稣吧，你可能被抄家、被打，甚至你被锯成两半。来吗？
No one would sign up for that.
没有人会想要自愿参加这样子的信仰。
Why did they do it? Of course, some of them had no choice because they were persecuted.
那为什么这些人可以这样子的坚信呢？当然，我们知道很多人是被环境的、被当时的势力给影响、被逼迫。
There's a reason for it. That shows the true faith. Verse 40 says, "Since God has planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
那这些人为什么会在这样各样的困难当中的时候，他们会坚持相信这个东西呢？第四十节给我们一个答案，他说：“因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。”
Brothers, sisters, we are living a life. This is not the best life now. The life we are living now is not the best life now. There's something much better than we have over there.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在所经历的生活并不是最幸福快乐的日子，而是上帝其实给我们在未来的时候，在另外一个世界有更美、更好、更幸福快乐的日子。
If we are seeking the best life now in this world, you will be disappointed, discouraged. You will be living in the very fearful life.
如果你在今天这个世界里面想要寻求一个完美、过着幸福快乐日子的生活，你会失望，因为这个世界不能给你。
God never promised that we are going to have health, wealth, and prosperity.
上帝从来没有答应我们，在这个世界上面，我们可以有各样的财富，或是各样的成功。
But it's a promise that He will be with us.
但是他答应的是，他会在这个世界里面与我们同在。
The true faith actually shows what and who you really love.
这样真正的信心其实表达出的是你真正爱的是谁，是什么。
Do you love the Lord or the blessing of the Lord?
你真的爱的是上帝吗？还是你爱的是上帝给的礼物？
If you love the Lord, you know there's a possibility you might go through suffering because He did it.
你在这个信仰的生活的时候，你知道你的人生可能会经历到各样的困难。
So that's basically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five points from the second part of chapter 11 that shows the true marks of a real faith.
所以刚刚这五点讲到的就是第十一章下半部讲到的真信心的表彰。
Faith does not fear man, say no to the world, believes when things don't make sense, and leads to mighty deeds, and faith endures suffering.
所以真实信心的表彰，其第一个不惧怕人，不爱世界，即使无法理解，也依然相信。这个信心是带来大能的工作，而且信心帮助我们坚持在苦难当中。
Then we got to chapter 12.
那接下来我们看到第十二章。
Many of you can recite the three verses.
许多人能够甚至背这三节的经文。
But the first word from chapter 12 is therefore.
但第十二章一开始的这个原本写的是一开始的字是写所以。
Give us a conclusion.
给我们的是一个结论。
After he introduced the hall of faith in chapter 11.
在他讲完这些信心的前辈以后，他讲到的一个所以，一个结论。
So the three verses basically tells what the true Christian life looks like. It looks like a race.
那这三节讲到我们信仰的生命其实是像一个奔跑的一个比赛。
It's the verb, it's active verb. It's not like, I'm just like here, and hit me, Lord.No. You are really actively pursuing something. You are going on the race.
这是一个很活跃性、很持续在进行的一个东西，不是你躺平在那边说上帝你拉我走，而是一个你持续在进行的一个事情。
So the three verses basically give us the three points. If you want to run the good race, what do you need to do?
那这三节的经文给我们三个点。讲的是如果我们在奔跑这样子的一个竞赛的时候，我们要做什么事情。
As Tom knows it very well, I like an acronym. So the three F's, I use it.
就像 Tom 上礼拜所分享的，我很喜欢这些缩写的字。
The first is fans, the second is freedom, the third is focus. So in order to run a good race, in order to live a Christian life that is worthy of the LordYou got to do the three things according to the three verses of chapter 12.
那如果我们要跑这个信心的奔跑的旅程的话，我们需要这三个 F。第一个是 fans， 是周围的同伴；第二个是 freedom， 我们要脱去缠累我们的罪；第三个是 focus， 我们要专注于基督。
The fans, okay, the first verse. So we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
那第一段讲到这些伙伴，讲到是我们是有周围许多的见证人如云彩围绕着我们。
When you live a Christian life, sometimes you feel lonely. When you run a race, especially the marathon race, it feels lonely.
当我们在经历基督徒的生活的时候，很多时候就像我们在跑马拉松一样，是非常孤独的。
Until you know someone is running with you, until you know someone has completed race before you.
除非你知道有人在跟你一起奔跑这个旅程，或者是你知道有人在你前头已经跑完这个旅程。
I have a friend who is from UNC.
我有一个朋友是从北卡大学的。
He plays basketball.
打篮球的。
He was in the college team. You know UNC, that's pretty famous team.
你知道北卡大学，北卡罗莱纳大学是非常有名的球队。
It's very competitive. The training is brutal.
他们的这些训练都是非常非常严厉的。
It's very. He was ready to quit until he saw the banner. Michael Jordan, James Worthy, and the Perkins. All those great Hall of Fame NBA basketball players. Then he know those people.They wore the same uniform, they've been to the same stadium, they play the same game, they did it, they completed it. So he got his courage up and continued his race.
他在受这些严苛的训练的时候，他其实好几度想放弃，但一次他抬头看到的时候，看到这些前面的学长们，迈克乔丹还有其他几个我没听过的球员，但是很厉害的球员，然后他看到这些球员的时候，他就说这些前辈们，他们也跑过这样子的，也经历过这样子的努力，在这边打过球，也穿过一样的球衣，他们经历这样子的痛苦苦难，才能够达到他们的这些地方，
that's,
所以他就有个更愿意持续的一个。
That's why I read the biographies of the Christian leaders.
所以我很喜欢读一些基督徒的一些领袖们他们的传记。
And I like to read the church history.
我很喜欢读教会历史。
Those people that have been running the race.They've been there, they have done that. And they and we are actually surrounded by the clouds of witnesses. So what we are facing every day, the challenges, are actually not very unique. People have been facing them all along. The difficulties, frustrations, issues, and problems, the questions you've been asking for thousands of times has been asked thousands of times before. So take a look at their life, read their biography,You can define that you are actually surrounded by the cloud of witnesses.
所以当我们在看这些信心的前辈，这些可能教会历史或历史上的很多虔诚的基督徒的生命的时候，我们会发现我们其实并不是孤单的在面对我们所面对的问题，在面对不管是环境、信仰，或者是我们在问的跟信仰相关的问题，这些在我们的前辈里面几千次、几千年都问过了这些问题，所以这些人像一些见证人，如云彩般围绕着我们。
Sometimes you don't even go that far. You are surrounded by people in this church.
有时候甚至你不需要跑这么到历史里面，你现在看看我们周围的弟兄姊妹在这个教会里面。
You have someone who lived many, many years on this earth and the faith journey is even longer. Take a look at Iona. When she shares her story, that's brilliant. Ask John, ask Bonnie, ask Brenda,As those people, the young people from different cultures, you are actually surrounded by the witnesses. Use the resources.
所以当我们看看我们周围的人呢，我们不同的长辈，我们的牧者，我们甚至不同地方来的年轻人们，我们都经历过不同的事情，我们都是彼此围绕彼此的这些见证人。
Don't you ever think you are lonely because you are surrounded by witnesses?
绝对不要。让自己觉得你们在跑这个信仰的路程是孤单的，因为你的周围有许多的见证人。
Anyone in this church with gray hair has stories, man, good stories.
在这个教会里面，只要有白发的，都有很好的故事。
Eva, Peter, right? We have good stories. Yeah, talk to them. They are the witnesses. That's the first thing we have.
鼓励大家去跟这些不同的弟兄姊妹分享，去听他们的故事，这是我们很好的见证的榜样。
Second is the freedom.
那第二个讲到的是自由，脱去缠累。
Let us throw off everything that hinders.
让我们脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
When you run marathon,
如果你在跑马拉松的话，
you don't want to add one or even an ounce of a pound into your body fat or your body weight because you are going to carry that weight for a long, long time. That's not something bad. That's something that just hinders your race.
如果要跑马拉松的话，你不会想要增甚至一磅的重量，因为这多的一磅的重量就是你要多承受的，跑步的时候承受的多的一磅的重量。
Take a look at your life, a Christian life. When you think it's really, really tired of running the race, you can't go on anymore. One of those things you probably need to look at is what you're really carrying.
当我们在基督徒的生命的时候，我们可以思想一下，为什么有时候我们跑的这个路跑得这么的辛苦，这么的痛苦？我们是不是看到我们有一些残留我们的东西在那里？
Those things are not necessarily bad.
这些东西不一定是不好的。
But they could be burdens.
但是可能是成为我们生命当中的重担。
I don't know how many times you flip your little thingy, hours and hours, and they're not necessarily a sin, but that could be a burden. Even the entertainment, you may be good at hunting, good at playing ball game, good at all those type of things. They are not bad, but when they become a burden for your race, according to the Bible, you need to throw them off.
那我们人生当中其实很多东西它本身本质不是错的。我们有时候滑手机看看视频或者甚至运动打球社交活动等等这些都是比较中性的事情但是如果这些东西使我们不能好好的来奔跑这个信仰的路程的时候圣经上教导我们要脱去这些残留我们的东西
That's the first thing The second thing is the sin that so easily entangles according to NIV
那第二段讲的是我们要脱去残留我们的罪
The ESV says the sin which clings so closely.
在另外一个翻译讲到的是这些抓紧着我们的这些的罪。
So those sins, they are not like I want to murder people, you know, I want to do some crazy big bad juicy sin. The sin that we're talking about are the things that entangles you so easily. If you don't fight them off, they are with you all the time.That looks like that's more like your habitual sin in your life that you cultivated for so many years in your life. If you don't fight them off, they are with you all the time.
那第二个讲到这种残留我们的罪呢，这些东西是抓着我们，他们不是那种很大、很明显那种什么杀人放火的罪，但他们可能就是我们生命当中一点一点过去的可能几年里、几十年里慢慢累积、慢慢习惯性的去做的这些罪。那这些罪它会缠累着我们会抓着我们不放
Every single one of you, me included, have some kind of habitual sin in my life. The way I talk, the attitude I have toward people, the way I do things, the way I think about things. If you're really honest about yourself, if I'm honest about myself, I know there's some sin that easily entangles so that I cannot run the race.
我们每个人的生命当中在这里的每一个人我们的生命当中我们都有残留我们的罪这些习惯性的东西甚至我们说话我们思维的方式这些等等的可能都是残留我们的罪
If you do nothing about them they're going to be with you because they cling so easily
如果你不对这些事情做出一些反应这些东西都会抓着你会残留你
That's why a real Christian life is actually characterized by repentance all the time
就是为什么一个真正的基督徒的生命常常是带着悔改的生命
If you and me think your life is all right, I'm almost perfect. I'm really good. I have nothing to worry about. I'm, you know, God's privilege to have me. That type of attitude, you are really in trouble.
如果你认为你自己是好棒棒的一个人，你什么都做得很好，然后没有什么大问题，没有罪，甚至觉得上帝能够拯救我是我给他的恩典那这样子我们就有很大的问题
Or if you water down your sin This is just my mistake This is just my daddy's gene Or my mom's You know, it's not big deal This is the way it is Everybody sins If you are like that You will not run the race You are just basically standing here You're not making a progress in your Christian life at all
那如果我们甚至稀释我们的罪认为我们的罪啊，这就是我爸爸遗传下来的我从哪边拿来的这不是我的问题就不愿意改变不愿意去成长的话那我们根本不是在奔跑一个路我们就是在原地踏步
Be honest about yourself and throw them off because that's a burden
我们要对自己诚实然后把这些残留我们的罪给丢弃
So that's the second thing The first thing is offense The second thing is the freedom The third thing is focus
所以这第二个是哈，刚刚第一个讲到我们有很多的见证人如云彩围绕着我们。第二个讲到的是我们要放下这些重担跟罪。第三个讲到的是我们要专注。
Focus on what?
专注于什么
？Focus on someone. He's running forward. I'm just going to kick him and all that. No, no, no. Focus on the finish line. Focus on the finish line. When you run a marathon, you're not looking at the people run by you. You're looking at the finish line. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going to end up. That's how you finish your race.
那我们在跑这个马拉松的时候，我们其实不会跑一跑左看看右看看后面看看，我们会专注于我们的终点，我们就定睛专注在这个我们要跑向的终点。
In verse 2 is saying fixing our eyes on Jesus.
第二节讲到是仰望定睛那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And he gives in the following that particular verse, it gives them who this Jesus is.
那接着他就分享了耶稣是一位什么样的神。
The pioneer and the perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. So,He's the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith.
他是一位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。这是一位为我们信心创始成终的神。
So, if you take the two words, the pioneer and the perfecter, that means the Lord has run the race. It's not like a God gave a task and nobody has ever tackled. You know, go ahead, pray a little bit, God give you power to run it.No. Everything the Lord wants you to run, the race He wants you to run, has been ran by Him, but already He's the pioneer.
那这个讲到了，这个是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，意思是他自己先在我们前面跑过，也跑完了。他不是就叫我们说哦，没事，就说你们去跑跑这个东西，而是他自己先经历过，先跑过这条路，然后他让我们跟着他跑。
He's not asking to do something He has never done.
他不是要你做一个他自己没做过的事情。
He's not only the pioneer, he's the perfecter.
他不只是创始，他是成终的。
So give you an implication that actually you are actually not running the race by yourself. He is make it complete. He is going to make your race complete. He's going to work in your life to make this race run completely.
所以这讲到的是，我们不是自己一个人孤独的在跑这个没人跑过的路。而是他不但他在我们前面已经信心创始成终，他已经跑过，他跑完，他也会帮助我们跑完这条路。
It's not like, a, hey Dave, there's a race, and you know it's difficult. I don't know how to do it, but you know, do it, and I would just pray for you. I've never done it before.
他并不是就跑到这边说，啊，刘牧师，你看这条路感觉蛮难跑的，你就自己跑跑看，我也不知道怎么做。
I said David, but he is a pioneer and the perfecter of our faith.
那他是我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We are focusing our eyes, we're fixing our eyes on Him who is the finish line.
我们的眼睛定睛的是站在终点的这位耶稣基督。
And not only that, He gave us an example.
不止如此，他给我们一个很好的榜样。
He endured. This is the verse that really gave me the power. For the joy set before Him.He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, why and how did Jesus complete the journey or endure the crossing? The shame is completely shameful way to go to the cross to die on people's sake. So what gives them the power to do it?
那第二节下半部呢，讲到他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。这给我在跑这个路程的时候一个很大的激励。我看到的是他自己在跑的时候，他是怎么样子的，让他自己有这个耐力，这样子坚持下去的动力，继续把这个路给跑完。
The verse says, "For the joy set before him, what joy?"
经文讲的是他摆在他前面的喜乐是什么样的喜乐
？From the eternity, from the Trinitarian God, Jesus.Had to share the joy with the Father all the time. It's not like he is going through all the sufferings to get the joy from doing something. No. He had all the 100% perfect joy from the beginning to the end already. So what kind of joy is he talking about for the joy set before him is going through this? What kind of joy is that?
那耶稣基督身为三位一体里面的一个位格，他在亘古最永远的过去的时候他就已经在三位一体当中已经有完美的喜乐了，所以为什么这边又有一个新的一个好像不一样的喜乐？他为什么要跑到世界上来受这个苦，要再重新有一个喜乐呢
？Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's the joy of you and me be with him forever. That's the only thing he does not have. He has the joy. He has the driving force. Has the power to complete his race because he wanted you.To be with him. That's the joy he wants. That's the joy he's fighting for.
弟兄姊妹，他所看见这摆在他前面的喜乐，其实就是让你我与他永远在一起。这个是他在奔跑这个路程的时候，他坚定的一个目标的一个动力，就是看到你我因着他所做的，可以与他关系和好，与他永恒在一起。这是让他坚持跑完这个，坚持这个苦难的动力。
Ladies and gentlemen, what makes you joyful?
弟兄姊妹，什么让你们喜乐呢？
What makes you joyful, what makes Christ joyful is to see someone who wants to claim Jesus Christ as his Savior.
是什么让我们喜乐？是什么让耶稣基督喜乐呢？是当有人宣告耶稣基督为他生命的救主的时候，这是让主喜乐的事情。
For that reason, he went to cross.
因为这样子的原因，他上了十字架。
And he is urging us to go through the second mile, go through the race, to have someone get saved.
因着这样子的原因，他也鼓励我们，激励我们，也经历这样子的一个过程，这样子的奔跑的过程，让更多人可以来认识他。
We want the joy Jesus Christ had.
我们也想要得到耶稣所有这样子的喜乐。
That's why we have a commission, mission committee.
这就是为什么我们会有我们的宣教团队。
We want the people, every single one of us, to enjoy the Lord as we do.
我们期待的是我们当中的每一位，我们所接触到的每一位，都能够享受我们在上帝里面有的喜乐。
It's hard.
很不容易。
It's frustrating.
有时候很失望。
Sometimes it is being disregarded and being treated very badly.
有时甚至别人不太理会我们。
But for the joy set before us.
但是为了这个摆在我们前方的喜乐。
We're going to finish the race.
我们可以结束这个旅程，这个跑步的旅程。
So the fans, the freedoms, and the focus.
我们的伙伴们，我们的脱去我们残累的重担跟罪，然后我们专注于耶稣基督。
Verse 3 is kind of like a conclusion there.
第三节好像是一个结论在这边。
Consider him who endured such an opposition from sinners so that you would not grow weary and lose heart.
这是给我们的一个鼓励，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
I was reading that last night.
我昨晚在读这个经节。
That's verse 3.
第三节。
So that you would not grow weary and faint hearted.
就是让我们不会疲倦灰心。
Serving people and serving the Lord is not an easy thing.
服侍人、服侍上帝不是一件容易的事。
It's not easy. If you really put your heart, put your action into it, it takes your energy, your time, it takes a lot of things away.
如果你真的尽心尽力去服侍人、服侍神的时候，你会发现花你很多的时间，花你很多的精力。
But read the Word of God.He gave us a promise. He promised himself with us. He is the perfecter. He is the pioneer. He is the founder of our faith. And he promised all the witnesses around us and give us the power, give us Holy Spirit. So when we get on this race, we don't go weary and faint-hearted.
我们的上帝给我们的承诺，给我们的一个应许是，我们在跑这个不容易跑的这个路程的时候，我们周围有许多的见证人围绕着我们，我们可以脱去残留我们的罪跟重担，然后我们定睛在那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，我们定睛在那摆在我们前面的喜乐，我们就可以免得疲倦灰心。
For whoever is serving the Lord and feel tired,
在我们当中，如果你是服事当中有许多疲倦灰心的
，Is that the beautiful promise from the Word of God?
这不是一个很美的一个给我们的应许吗
？Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
父神。
Whenever we read your word and meet Christ,
我们在读你话语的时候，我们都遇到基督。
Our heart is joyful.
我们的心就喜乐。
Because you called us to be your sons and daughters.
因为你呼召我们做你的儿女。
You change our identity.
你改变我们的身份。
Now we belong to you.
现在我们属于你。
We have a heavenly Father who loves, who cares, who leads.Who guides, who empowers.
我们有一位天上的父亲，他是爱我们、引导我们、陪伴我们，也给我们力量的神。
Oh Lord, to else should we go except you?
主啊，我们除了你以外，我们有谁？
Please help us, the people who go weary and feeble and tired. You are the only one who sustains us and gives us the life that you promised, that eternal, joyful life.
主啊，我们当我们面对到各样的灰心跟丧气的时候，主啊，你是持守我们的上帝，是给我们喜乐、给我们生命的上帝。
Lord, we pray that you make the faith real to us.
主啊，让我们的祷告是求你帮助，让我们的信心能够是真信心。
Have mercy on us.
主啊，怜悯我们。
We pray in Christ Jesus' name.
用耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ is a multi-ethnic church. You're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.